Yes. And I answer yes because I would hope that I would be willing to admit that I personally could not handle that, and that I, my anger and all the steps of grief that I would go through would want somebody else to fry for that crime. But the other part of me, the grace part of me, I would hope would say, Lord Jesus, give me the strength to forgive, to move on, or whatever, you know, it takes to move through these steps of grief. And it is, it's not an either or, Chuck. It's a both and.
It sounds schizophrenic.
Well, it is. I mean,
to the untrained ear, you know, the part of you this, a part of you that.
I don't know how I would feel in a given situation with the trauma. I mean,
but you know, you may be in a better position to evaluate that hypothetically than most of the rest of us, because as you pointed out, you've been at the graveside. You've sat with families who have gone through things like this in one way or another. You have experienced, in a pastoral way, that kind of grief like most of the rest of us haven't.
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing I learned real early in my pastoral life and ministry was that I was not going to solve people's problems for them, that I was not going to be able to walk in their shoes because I had no clue what was going on in their heads and hearts. I had to be a good listener. I had to proclaim Christ crucified and risen in that situation, and that was my role, and it continues to be my role in my mom died 2 weeks ago, so I just recently came back from Wisconsin and a memorial service for her last week. She was 92 years old. It was somewhat expected. Happened a little earlier than we thought. I was surrounded, and that's not analogous to losing a 9-year-old grandchild, but I was surrounded by the love of the people at Zion Lutheran Church in Wausau, Wisconsin, where I grew up. When I went back there, I was surrounded by the love of the people of Historic Trinity Lutheran Church in St. Louis, who with their prayers, with their cards, with their phone calls, with their personal statements to me, loved me to death, loved me to life, I should say.
I think we understand what you mean.
You know what I mean. And so I would hope that whether I'm the pastor or a friend or somebody listening to this morning is going through this experience, that I would understand that all of the above is going on, and this, it's stirring within me. And I want to love, and I want to have grace, and I want to have mercy, and I also want to see the bad guy get his. That's just the way it is, and both situations are part of the process.